What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML, fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Well, it was a great weekend for some of us. Might not have been a great weekend for everybody involved with the show. Although...
I was hoping Ohio State would win. I wanted to be right about the guarantee, and I wanted my son to be happy. For the love of God.
Well, Owen, I thought was going to come in ear-to-ear smiles after his Kansas City Chiefs advanced to a seventh straight AFC Championship game. But instead, Owen's a little testy when I walked in, and now I know why. Because you had some issues with the new dog.
Well, we talked about it last year, right? I challenged my children to make the state tournament for wrestling, and one of them made two of them, and he's made it again. And so we decided, we saw a dog. My wife saw a dog on one of the shelters, like looking for a home. It's 2 years old. Perfect Bernese Mountain Dog. I mean, just a beautiful dog. Beautiful dogs. And we brought it home, and so that was Friday. I wasn't home. I was at a tournament, got home late, saw the dog. Saturday, I went to a different tournament. Sunday, I'm sitting watching football. I'm like, man, I cannot breathe. My nose is clogged. Like, not normal, it's cold. I have a cold clogged. It's really clogged. And I have a cat allergy, so I know what this is like. This is not as severe as the cat allergy, but I am allergic to this dog. I have been doing Doctor's Book of Home Remedies for Sunday afternoon and all day yesterday, trying to figure out how to make sure that this dog's safe. Because it is, I met my wife 10 years ago. One of the first things she ever told me was, I just want a Bernese Mountain Dog one day. And
that's what she said.
It wasn't the first thing, Ken. It was one of the first things that she ever told
me. It was just very specific.
That's the dog that she's always wanted. And we finally got the opportunity to get one.
Oh, they're beautiful dogs, man. I'm looking right now. They are absolutely beautiful.
Oh, this dog's beautiful. Beautiful dog.
And so it's not as bad as the cat. With the cat allergies, I get the stuffy nose, itchy eyes, itchy throat, like can't clear my throat at all. This, I get a stuffy nose. I'm kind of putting up with it. I went pretty heavy on the allergy pills. I've changed out the air filter to... You know, I've got one of those $25 air filters in the furnace now that suck up all of the dander and all of that. And I'm trying it. Trying to make it work. The kids love the dog. My wife loves the dog. I like the dog.
216-474-0092. What the hell should Owen do?
I need some help. Help me get through this. I know somebody out there has lived with a family pet for the rest of their family.
Can't take the dog back.
Right. Well, we got it from a shelter, too.
And
we got
it at a... take the dog back now.
I mean, you've seen pictures of the dog.
Yeah.
There were like 20 beautiful families dog in line. We were first. This is how we got it. Friday morning, my wife saw it at 7-something. I'm in the car driving to Toledo. She texted me and she goes, do you think it'll still be there when I get off work? I said, absolutely not. So my daughter, who is 18 now and can legally sign for a dog, went and sat outside the shelter for, I think it opened at 10. She got there at like 8:30. It was like, I'm going to be first in line
to sit for this dog.
Oh, to get this
dog.
God,
you're making it worse.
That dog back now. That dog's not going back. I've never had this problem. Like, Liz is allergic to cats. And I don't hate cats. I used to hate cats. I don't hate cats anymore. But we have no wanting to get a cat. I don't know if I've known anybody allergic to dogs.
It's weird. It's just, and like we tried to, we have a walk-in shower downstairs where I was like, let's give this dog a bath. Maybe it's the hair.
Right.
And Chrissy couldn't get him into the shower last night. I mean, he's 80 pounds and we have a dog currently that's 11 that she might as well be a cat. We look at each other when I walk in the house. We acknowledge each other's presence, and that's it. This dog is on my lap.
Yeah.
Like, it is, it's just a playful two-year-old boy dog.
What is your quality of life situation now? Well, scale of 1 to 10.
Just in general, I live with seven other people, so my quality of life's not great.
All that stuff, throw that out the window. The quality of life before and after dog, when it comes to you having to rub your eyes or get the Kleenex out.
The only thing that sucked, I woke up with a headache this morning because I couldn't breathe, really.
Okay. Now, wait a second. Kenny, he's got to be able to
breathe.
That's
why he's a little tight right now with everybody.
He's got to be able to breathe.
Flonase. Will Flonase help?
I took some yesterday. It seems to help a little bit. But that's my other thing.
I think you got to build up.
I'm so far. I'm not at the house most of the time, especially during wrestling season, between a practice or a tournament or a duel somewhere. That it's like, now the times that I'm there, it is there to rest and recover. But I need to, I'm not there enough to be like, this is my house.
Owen's a real get Dave out of the Schultz. House. Yeah. All right. Let's get the phone. Let me get to Justin in Strongsville. Justin, hello.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing well, Justin. Help Owen.
All right. So long story short, I am deathly allergic to dogs and cats, and I have four of them. I mean, like EpiPen allergic. I've learned, one, you can take allergy shots if you really wanted to, and they kind of suck at first, but man, do they do some work. I mean, like serious work.
Owen, you were in the service. You're not opposed to shots. Yeah, you've had a lot of shots.
I don't take shots now because of some of the inoculations I got.
I guess you're going to have to go to the doctor.
I'll show you the scar on my
arm. Maybe that works. Because I mean, I've read about this. This all seems like stuff that I don't believe any of this stuff would work. About the bathing and the grooming outside and getting rid of carpet and stuff, I still think you'd probably have a problem with that. If the dog's hop up on your lap, go ahead, Justin.
Well, he does a lot of good stuff I was going to mention. Another thing you notice is that dog hair is heavier than cat hair. So if you make sure the dog isn't laying on anything that you're going to put your face on, that could help as well.
All right, Justin, thank you very much for the call.